Hello, my friends. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And guess what time it is?
That time.
Boys, go to radio time. It's time. Oh, I can't say that. I think that's trademarked.
That's time?
It's time.
See, well, now you're going to hit. Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't say the whole thing. Stop. I don't know if it is. No. The other one is. I can't say it.
I don't even know what it is.
Let's get ready to. That's trademarked.
You can't. That's trademarked. Like, yeah, like the big game.
Michael Buffer. Is it Michael Buffer? Yeah. Michael Buffer has trademarked that. So no one can say it. Like on anything, like you could say it in your normal life, of course, that'd be weird, but but you can't say it when they do video games. Mm-hmm. He gets paid there's a voiceover. Where we go? Which is the topic.
Yes.
Right, look at that, right on topic, accidentally, right on topic. So the topic today is going to be the everywhere voice, right?
Yes.
And what we mean by that is I do have people often in my intro, but I think you get it even when you're working with people. Yeah. Who basically ask, are there really a lot of voiceovers out there? And so we want to talk about how they are everywhere in your everyday life and you just don't even think about it.
No, not at all.
The one that popped in my mind right away when we decided to do this was you're in a department store. It could be a grocery store too, by the way, but department store. And I'm not talking about the live announcements like clean up aisle five.
Yeah,
I'm talking about when you're in the store and all of a sudden you go, attention shoppers, there's a sale on polo jeans today.
Yes.
That is a voiceover and you're not even really paying attention to it.
No, not at all, because the music's playing and you're shopping and all of a sudden they tell you 40% off. And that's not someone just pulling up in the back room, pulling on the speaker. It's already recorded.
Pre-recorded.
But it has to be a voice to record that.
And most of the time, and this is, if you can score a job like that, it's great because they tend to use you as almost like their brand. They tend to use the same voice actor for it. Like a great example of that is Universal Studios. This is how much they use the same person, by the way. I didn't even realize it until recently. When my wife will call Universal Studios like to book something or to change something or whatever, there's this guy who's really good who kind of is goofy on it. He's like, thank you for calling Universal Studios. Oh, there's a dinosaur, you know, things like that. Although he says Diagon Alley, very interesting. It says Diagon Alley, which I always thought was weird. And no one ever said, hey, why is Diagon Alley? But Diagon. But anyway, he's a good voice actor for sure. And I always hear him on the phone, but we were there recently. They have Mardi Gras this time of year. So we went for Mardi Gras. It's a fake Mardi Gras, not the real one. You know, this is the G-rated Mardi Gras at Universal Studios. We went to the G-rated Mardi Gras at Universal Studios and on the boat, we stayed at a hotel where you could take the boat. We prefer to do that because it's super easy. You hop on the boat and brings you to City Walk and then you walk in. They have that same voice actor doing announcements on the boat.
Damn, look at that. Yeah.
It's so cool. Basically telling you, hey, this is what time it's over. Mm-hmm. Same voice actor. Yeah. It used to be they used to have the boat captain do the announcements.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're using the voice actor.
Well, that's a lot of work right there. And then when you're talking about the amusement parks, think of when they're talking about strap it in, you know, and then they're telling you the instructions on the ride that you're about to get in. That's voice acting. That's a voice actor.
Think about that. You probably don't even think about when you go to a theme park.
I would never even thought of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So much voiceover work. Airports.
Yes.
Public transportation in general, but airports.
Yeah. That's you see something, say something.
Yeah.
You know it by heart now.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's not someone coming on every single 15 minutes to say that. No, it's 15 minutes. It's played. They already recorded it. They hit play. That's it.
Yeah. There's and GPS.
Yes. You think about that. Yeah. There's a ton of that. Your voice messages. All those recorded. Think about when you start a new job and all those HR videos you have to watch. That's a voice. Yes, they're filming stuff, but it's not like they're recording it right then and there. No, then the voice comes on. They give them the script and the voice, and they put that over the video. All of those videos.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one too. There's so many that I think that we just don't. We walk through our daily life and we don't go, oh, wow, that's a voiceover. You know, so high-end cars, a lot of those are voiceover completely.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that. You know, I mentioned this one that is the one that's hilarious to me is how in Philadelphia they have trash cans that thank you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's right. The street at the, when you're waiting for the light to turn, that you can walk across the street.
Crosswalks. And I think that's for the, I think that was originally for the blind, right? Yes. Crosswalks for the blind. I think that's why they do it.
Yeah. Originally. Yes. Yes. But you still hear it. Yeah. Yeah. Heard all the time in certain cities. Other cities are like, good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck. But even the public transportation in New York City now, that used to be done by the subway conductor or whoever was in there. Yeah. And it was funny because it would be like, watch the doors, please. Watch the doors. You know, now it's voiceover.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of them are, at least when I was on the subway. Mm-hmm. It was like a clean, like professional sounding voiceover, which is kind of funny for New York. I almost prefer the, watch the doors, please. You know. That's more New York, but
now it's like, get out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
The door's about to shut.
Elevators?
Oh, yes.
Elevators. Yeah. I've been in many, many, many elevators that name the floors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just in one. Where was I? Oh, it was at Universal Sapphire. Mm-hmm. Sapphire, which is the hotel I was at.
I thought that was the voiceover. I'm like, oh, yeah, they named her.
No, but when I was in the elevator, it was naming the floors.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And I'm sure there's some other ones. That's what I mean. It's so hard to think because they're so common.
Yes. You know,
they're just so common. How about this? So my iPhone used to have one choice. Like Siri was one person.
Yes.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. You can go into your settings and you can pick from, I don't even know, is it 10 different voices?
Oh, there's more than that.
There's an Indian accent, there's Irish, there's English, there's, I don't know what other accents.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different accents and just male, female of each one. So there might be more than that, yeah.
Yeah, and you do that, and then like GPS even offers you different voices too.
Yes,
You can get like Kermit the Frog to give you
the
right. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure it's not really.
I wonder if it is. Or there's an idea. I have to mention how impersonations aren't very. You don't usually impersonate other voice actors or other characters. Yeah. But maybe you do in those. Maybe in like GPS, they do use character impersonators.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's the real one.
It could be the real one, but it's all over, and you just don't pay attention to it because it's just so. Everyday life for us, you know, it's just like us getting up to walk out. It's something we do all the time. Voice acting, you just hear it all over the place.
Yeah, they're even pre-recording. You know how I mentioned like clean up aisle 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I know in many stores is still someone saying it, but they've actually pre-recorded it in some stores. I was in a Walmart and I heard it, and it was clearly pre-recorded.
Oh yeah,
they're like. There's a cleanup in aisle 5. And I was like, that's not even a, that's crazy. Yeah. Is there a button they push? Like, how is it like aisle 5? Like, it must be so specific. Yeah. I'm very curious about that.
Maybe they recorded it for every single aisle.
They must have
pulled it up and that, oh, there's one there. So put that in there.
Yeah, so interesting. I was fascinated by that because I know that when I was young, I worked at a supermarket, like when I was like 15. And you'd have to make that call, make that announcement. And I've heard it by, you could tell just regular people, but when I was in Walmart recently, it was clearly pre-recorded. And I was like, that's wild. How are they doing that?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm a voice actor, I'm a producer, but I am so sometimes blown away by technology and how it works.
Yeah. I mean, there's other, think of like when you go to, you know, like even you're like a doctor and they want you to, there's a procedure coming up. There's sometimes you'll have that patient, you know, follow these guidelines, you know, and you have to listen. That's a voice actor. It's already recorded, you know, things like that. Or talking about your appointment coming up when they call you and say, please bring this, this, and this.
That's what I do. So I call, it's funny you say that. When people sign up for my webinar, I call them to remind them about the webinar like 2 days ahead of time.
Okay.
Most people send me their voicemail.
Yeah.
Some people hang up on me, which is, I don't understand that. They're like, they don't even send it to voicemail. Yeah. They just like hang up.
Like, who's this?
Yeah, no. I don't recognize this number. I get it. No one recognizes numbers. But some people will answer and they think I'm a recording. That's how used to it we are. Like, I'll say, hey, it's John from the voiceover webinar you signed up for. And they go, and they'll even say, oh, hello. And I go, hi, how are you doing? Great. And then I'll tell them, hey, webinars Thursday night. February, whatever. Yeah. And then there's silence. And they go, oh, wait, is this a real person? I'm like, yes, I answered you a second ago. I answered you. I said hi.
Yeah.
But people think but we're so used to everything being automated or everything being you know, a voiceover, which we don't consider voiceover. I don't think we look at them like that, but they are. So there is just so much work out there.
There is. And it's just in unexpected places, but there's a lot of work.
And now that it's the new year, I don't know if I mentioned this. So last year, there was $4.4 billion worth of voiceover work out there. It is now 2026, and they're saying there's $4.8 billion worth of voiceover work out there annually. So it's growing.
It's work. Yeah, there's a lot of work out there. You just never know where it is. You'll find it.
Yep. So yes, the answer to your question in long form.
Yes.
there's plenty of work. Plenty of work for you.
Yes.
And, you know, most people do not stick with it. Mm-hmm. If you do, you will get somewhere. I always say that to people. You're going to get work.
Yes.
Patience. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe you don't need patience. Maybe you'll get a job right away, but maybe you won't. Have patience. There's work out there. Keep plugging away. Keep sending demos out.
Yes.
And follow up.
That's the biggest
thing. Follow up.
Yes.
That's the big one where they drop the ball.
Well, it's like every other job. You're going to follow up on those jobs. Why not for voice acting?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Now, again, I'm going to remind you, you heard me mention the webinar again. Webinar. If we haven't met yet, come to the webinar.
Yeah.
We can meet. If that's the only reason you're going to the webinar, that would be weird. But hopefully you're interested in voiceover. Hopefully the only reason you're going is not to meet me. Yeah. Although I think I'm fantastic.
You are. Really? Did that sound convincing?
It did. My wife wouldn't even try. So at least you tried. Yeah. My podcast wife tried.
Yes. Yeah.
So my wife wouldn't even have tried. She'd be like,
Yeah. She's like, you're kidding me.
Not at all. So, listen, if you're interested in voiceovers, come to the voiceover, the intro webinar. Again, you can find it on voicecoaches.com. It pops right up, I think, or I think it's learn more.
Yeah. Right? It's under learn more. Yep.
And, I'll give you a 50% off code. This is from Tina and I. It's a gift from us.
It is.
We're saving you 50% off pod, P-O-D, pod.
Now we know. Then you'll know who's really listening to us, and they took the discount.
It better be a lot of you.
Yeah.
It better be a lot of you. Don't embarrass me. Don't you dare embarrass me.
No.
By the way, John, not one single person
used that.
Use the word pod. No one is listening to you.
All right. We're used to that.
All right. Well, and but subscribe. If you're not subscribed, I ask that because I am guilty of this.
Okay.
I listen. There's some podcasts I listen to. Mm-hmm. And I do listen religiously, and I've never subscribed. And I don't know why. I'm just like, I'll just search it every week. Subscribe. Make us look good.
Yeah.
Don't make me look like a fool. Don't make me look like a fool. Or actually, you know what? It's not me. Don't make Tina look like a fool.
I know. Come on. He's used to it. I'm not.
That's right. Remember, we did an episode on like a studio blunder. She had none.
Yeah.
She had none.
I have a ton.
All right, everybody. Again, I want to thank you very much for listening. I'm John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com. There we go. Tina at voicecoaches.com.
There's a podcast blunder right there.
There we go. My one and only.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everybody. We out.